Chapter 4. From that day on, Hachi walked to the train station with Professor Ueno every morning and met his train every afternoon. The professor knew that Hachi ran home after his train left the station because his housekeeper told him so. Hachi kept himself very busy while the professor was at work. He cleaned his paws and chased his tail. He sniffed the wind and chewed on sticks. He often took long naps in the sun under the cherry tree in the yard. But he always woke up in time to return to the station to meet his master's train. The station master checked the time as soon as Hachi arrived. 3:05, he would announce, looking at the big clock hanging from the station ceiling. Hachi, you are always right on time. I could set that clock by you. A year passed, and the professor's routine did not change. He and Hachi walked to the train station in the spring when the cherry blossoms bloomed, and in the summer when the rains came. They walked to the train station in the autumn, when the leaves changed color, and in the winter, when the snow fell. The professor was always the last one to step onto the train before it left in the morning, and he was always the first one to step off the train after it arrived in the afternoon. And Hachi was always there to meet him. He was never a minute early and never a minute late. And as soon as he saw the professor, he always ran to his master, licked his fingers, and spun in joyful circles before him. One morning in early May, as the professor and Hachi were taking their morning walk to the train station, Professor Ueno stopped to admire the many colored fish-shaped banners hanging from bamboo poles outside the houses they passed.
Hachi, sit.
Look, little friend, the professor said, pointing. Those flags look like a type of fish called carp, and they have been hung in honor of Tango no Sekku, a special holiday that celebrates all the boys of Japan. Hachi's eyes followed his master's finger toward the waving banners. It is traditional to hang a special carp flag for each boy in the family, the professor told Hachi. When I was young, a big red and white carp flag that looked exactly like that one flew for me.